Rag and Bowman on KMFM.
It was almost love. It was almost love.
With Skin, it is 8:10 Thursday night. Hope you're good. Thank you for having us on. So Jonas Blue and William Singe have, without a doubt, released one of the best tracks of 2017 so far. It's called Mama. It is taking over the trending seven at the moment, and they are both on the show this evening.
KMFM.
Jonas, right. Yes. I need to clear some air. So this is the third time we've chatted.
It is.
The first time it was for Perfect Strangers, and we were talking about what weird instruments you play. We were on the Quaker.
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah, it's coming in the next single. The second time we were talking, I did bring this up because it wasn't in the next single, By Your Side with Ray. There was no Quaker in there, but you were like, it's more of a sort of early summer thing. So you were like, it's going to come in the next single. We're on this single.
And it's in there.
Is it?
It's in there. If you play it a few times on radio, you'll hear it.
Okay. We have played it a few times. Right.
What's a quake? What is this?
Quaker is the, I mean, they use it in Brazilian music. It's like, it sounds like a monkey. It's like, woo, 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 woo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So basically you kind of, it's almost like a little drum and it's got a rod in the middle like that. And you put a damp cloth and you just play it in rhythm like that. And it's like, woo, woo, woo.
You can play that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was in the single, I heard it. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, you said if you play it a few times, it's on the playlist on radio, so we have played it a few times.
Well, if you play it more, you'll hear it.
So it's one of these things where it slowly uncovers itself
exactly.
The more you listen to it.
Listening to it.
Okay, I think you're lying to me, but I'm gonna trust you with that one.
Please do.
So let's talk about the new single, Mama. It's got no Quaker in it, but we're still loving it. How did that track come to life?
Mama came about in November. The first thing I came up with was the title whilst I was in America. I was actually in LA at the time, and I thought it would be really cool to do a dance record with the title Mama. At the time, I didn't quite have the concept for it. It was only when I got back to London a couple of months later that I realised that I wanted to make a song that was about a time in your life when you had less worries, less stress, no bills to pay. Just for me, being that kid on a bike, just, you know, before dinner, having your mum shout out to you, you know, coming for dinner, that, you know, just being that kid again. Yeah, I just wanted to create a song about that time, and I think a lot of people can relate to it, you know, just having, you know, no worries, no stress. And that came to life when I put the title with it. And when I'm kind of saying Mama, it's aimed at either your girlfriend, your friend, your sister, whoever, where it's kind of quite an American thing. It's like, you know, hey Ma, don't worry, you know, we're going to be back in the morning, don't stress, you're just going to have a good time. And the idea is, you know, you listen to this song for 3 minutes and you can just let your hair down and feel good about life.
Does that mean that you're going to eventually have a track that's like the opposite, so it's like bills and mortgages?
Bills, bills, yeah, we can, yeah, why not? Destiny's Child did it.
KMFM.
I love this. It's the new single from John Gibbons sampling the one, the only, Michael Jackson. PYT, Pretty Young Thing. On KMFM, 8:15, Thursday night, you're listening to Glenn Scott. It's The Hit List. And hanging out on the show this evening is Jonas Blue and William Singe. Their new single, Mama, is out now. And as I said, they're both hanging out on the show this evening. So, Jonas, how did you know that Will was the right person to go to for the vocals?
I think, obviously, people who knew about Will, but I discovered Will 2 years ago on YouTube. I was just a massive fan of Will's sound and what he did with these covers, which was just make them his own in every way possible, which is what I love, because there's a lot of people who do covers, and then there's Will, and Will smashes it. And I was just a massive fan of his voice and what he did, and I just knew that I wanted to get him on a record at some point. But I think with my records, I know exactly who I want on them by the time, whether I'm writing them or, you know, they're finished. And as soon as I finished writing Mama, there was no question about it. I knew Will needed to do it. And I reached out to him after, you know, keeping tabs on the last few years, and just reached out and said, you know, would you be up for doing this record? And thank God he said yes, because it was just perfect in every way possible for me.
Because you were talking about YouTube, Will, you've got a crazy amount of subscribers. And I always think that the YouTube comment section is possibly the weirdest part of the entire internet, because it's people from all over just typing strange things. Do you read your own comments on your YouTube videos?
Yeah, sometimes they're pretty funny.
Give me the, obviously being radio friendly, give me a selection of the weird comments that you get.
Man, I don't even know anymore. Like, I just read so many of them and they're all so different. But like, yeah, I'm not too sure, to be honest.
Okay.
I don't jot them down in my head or anything. So,
what about you, Jonas? What sort of strange comments have you been getting on your Twitter? Because I see a lot of the time on like big stars' Twitters, it's always daddy. Have you had daddy yet?
Yeah, I've had that a few times, quite a few times.
Because I imagine
that generally
with
comes from guys. But yeah, what else have I had? Like, it's not even bad. It's like when I listen to your music, I take my clothes off.
That's a compliment, though.
Yeah.
What we're doing for, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the whole career was all about.
Exactly.
Getting naked.
That's why we got into music. That's why we do what we do.
Thank you both for speaking to me today. I mean, it went in a direction that I probably didn't think it was going to go in. But thank you so much for speaking to me today.
No worries. Thank you.
I'm going to hit play on Mama Now. Can I leave you both to introduce it, please?
Sure. Hey, what's up? This is Jonas Blue
and William Singe,
and you're checking out our brand new single Mama on KMFM.